It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and I'm standing in the middle of Nick's Imports on Carson Street in the South Side. This is a shop that sells goods from all over the world. Carpets, leather goods, handmade jewelry, hookahs, and right now, a very popular item, World Cup soccer jerseys. I'm joined now by the owner of Nick's Imports, Nick Sandy. Nick Sandy, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
How long have you been selling the World Cup soccer jerseys?
12 years. Every 4 years we sell the soccer jerseys because the World Cup, it's only in 4 years. Every 4 years we do country jerseys.
Do people come here looking for those jerseys? Do they know that you're the guy who's selling them?
Yes, based on we do little advertisement on Facebook, and we had a chance to be on the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, so we're getting lots of sales through those two venues, actually.
And what is the most popular selling jersey right now? What is the one that everybody wants to buy?
USA.
USA?
USA, that's the first jersey. Then you get probably little Germany, couple Italy jerseys, and Mexico maybe. But the main sales, it's USA jersey now.
How much does that boost your overall sales to be selling these jerseys?
Not much. Probably we sold maybe 80 jerseys last 3 days, just USA.
That's pretty good.
Not bad. Not bad. I like to sell 1,000 more.
Well, if the U.S. wins on Thursday and advances to the next round, do you think you might be able to sell some more?
I don't think we will have enough stock if they win, because nobody thinks in USA will advance this far.
What do you think?
I think they're going to go far this time. They have a good team, actually. I'm surprised. I mean, I think they have a chance to advance to the second playoffs. I give it to them.
And who are some of the other teams that people are really excited about?
Well, you got the big dog. It's Brazil. Then you got Argentina. You got Germany. Croatia looks good. But if someone is going to win it, I think either Brazil or Germany.
Nick Sandy is the owner of Nick's Imports on Carson Street. Thank you for taking time out of your very busy day to visit with us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, my friend, anytime. And I hope U.S. wins the game, so let's pray for that.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and I am inside of soccer-crazed Piper's Pub on Carson Street in the South Side. This has become one of the places in Pittsburgh to venture into when you want to watch World Cup soccer. Soccer fans of all shapes and sizes with all kinds of different jerseys, national World Cup jerseys on, have filtered into this place. And as we speak, there are two games going on. It's been like this probably for a week, I'm guessing. And I'm joined now by the manager of Piper's Pub, Alex Pegtall. Alex, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
How you doing?
You must be tired with all of the business you're getting from World Cup soccer fans.
It kind of wears you down, but, you know, it's a good day. You know, it flies by. You're working. You're busy.
How did Piper's Pub become the place to watch soccer?
Many, many years ago, we had a gentleman, Tony Jamie, who suggested the pub to maybe carry some of the FA Cup matches that were going to be on. And so Drew Topping, you know, the owner, decided to pick him up. And, you know, we had some interest, and then it slowly but surely grew from there. There was a time where you could get the English Premier League games. You only got one a day on a Saturday, one on a Sunday, and that was it. Now we show up six games at a time.
Now, I'm guessing this Tony fellow's not an American?
English.
They take their soccer a little more seriously maybe than some Americans do?
It's got a history. I mean, it's been running a little bit longer as far as being entrenched into the fabric of the society there.
So when this fellow from England asks you to start playing the soccer games, how many people at first were watching these Premier League games here in your pub?
I don't know. We might have had a dozen. It was a lot of people at one point, maybe. We're talking, I guess at this point, you know, 12 years ago, somewhere around there. We've been open about 15 years or so. So
how much has the soccer fanaticism grown in this place since then?
It's grown a lot. You know, you see new faces every season, every year. People kind of slowly but surely. There's people that still go, "Oh, I had no idea." And that's kind of cool. There's been a bit of a culture built around the whole idea of pub, and that goes along with it. It's a part of what we do. It's not the whole of what we do, but it does well for us.
So you have this base of soccer fans and then the World Cup comes along, how much does that add to the atmosphere in here?
It adds to it, but in a different way, because you have some people that are country, not club, you know, where they're more interested in the national teams and not necessarily, you know, what happens, you know, in between so much.
Which country has the most fanatical fans?
I think they're all very enthusiastic, honestly. You know, when you're coming into a place like this and you're watching it with like-minded fans, whether or not you're rooting for the same side or not, it gets a bit heady for everybody.
Does it ever get out of hand?
No, we've never had any problems. It's a very neutral place that we have here, and it's good that way. You know what I mean? There's not sometimes not so much background that runs so deep as maybe where some of the fans are coming from originally.
What about when the USA plays?
They get just as loud as, you know, German fans or the English fans.
We're talking with Alex Pegtall. He is the manager of Piper's Pub here on Essential Pittsburgh as we discuss the World Cup soccer craze and the fans who pack this place. What does the World Cup do for your business? Because I'm guessing on a garden variety Thursday noon, you're going to have more people here tomorrow than you would for just a regular Thursday afternoon.
Well, you know, it's business. It's just a different kind of business because in its way, what normally might be lunch crowd isn't that. So you end up at the same place for the most part. Depends on how tense the game is at noon and people start getting a couple drinks in them.
Is it fun? Do you enjoy this?
Absolutely. Yeah, without a doubt.
And a lot of people would assume you just get to watch soccer all day. Is that true?
No, you're running around a little bit. There comes times where everybody's kind of situated and everybody's got what they need. You might get a chance to watch it for a few minutes at a time. Other than that, you're watching replays at home if you're interested.
Well, Alex, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Alex Pegtall is the manager of Piper's Pub. Well, one of the games that's going on in the background is Croatia and Mexico, but there's actually another game between Cameroon and Brazil, and there is a bevy of Brazilian fans who are here watching the game, and one of them is Vanessa Santos, who is a Brazil native, and she's here in Piper's Pub. Vanessa, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been here for 10 years. It's like my second home now, but yeah, let's go Brazil.
Is everybody in Brazil crazy about soccer?
Everybody. It's not a sport. It's a religion.
Now, that's not really the way it is here in the United States. So was that an adjustment for you when you moved here?
Yeah, I mean, you have to learn. I still don't know how, like, football and baseball and hockey works. You know, all of the rules. But it's fun to go and watch. But, yeah, it was – I had to get used to it. But I tried to make all my friends like soccer.
So you've brought them all down to Piper's Pub. And yeah. How did this become the place to watch soccer for you?
I always come here with friends to watch Real Madrid and games like that. So all of my friends that are here from Brazil, too, we just came down here to watch the game.
So you're not just somebody that comes here once every 4 years for the World Cup. You're watching it all the time?
Yeah. Yes. I love soccer.
Well, Vanessa, it's been awfully nice meeting you. And for your sake, I wish Brazil luck in the World Cup.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And thanks for listening to today's edition of Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed any portion of the program or would like to visit past segments, you can go to our website at wesa.fm. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.